Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JAS call on Friday the 3rd of June. We have Rafik Damak, Tijani Benjema, Alex Gakuru, Carlos Aguirre, Sébastien Bachelet, Evan Labovich, Eric Brunner-Williams, Olivier Crespin-Leblanc, Elaine Pries, Avery Doria. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies today from Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Dev Anand-Tiluk-Singh, Carlton Samuels, Sintra Suknanan, Jan Rahman-Khan, Tony Harris, Boudouin Chombe. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik and Evan.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you for everybody for joining today's call. So let's start if there is any update in the SOI or DOI. Okay, hearing none. So moving, just to explain the agenda that we have today. We have two items. The first is the preparatory for a special purpose teleconference with the board members and GAG. So it will be on the 7th. We need to work on the agenda and the message that we want to carry for that teleconference. And then maybe if we have few minutes, we can start discussing about preparatory for the Singapore meeting. Okay, is there any comments? Because the agenda was posted on Tuesday, and didn't see any. I think I didn't see any comment about that.
Okay. Also, sorry, this is Evan. I want to also, if we can, finalize the detailed questions to send to staff to assist us with further working on the milestone report, on the further report. The drafting team actually came up with a set of questions. Unfortunately, it didn't make it out. I'm going to be sending this to Gisela in a moment to put up in the Adobe Connect room.
Okay, Evan, I think the priority is the teleconference for Tuesday, so if we can finish in time, okay, we can add that item. If we agree about some points, so, and we can move forward, we can discuss about that.
Okay.
Does it make sense for you? Okay. So let's start with a discussion about the teleconference with the GAG and board members. I think first we need to discuss about the agenda. I have a draft that I will suggest later. But I want just to speak about some recommendation. I think that they are important for the teleconference. So first, I think when we are going to speak here, it's mostly we only speak about GIS recommendation that have consensus from the working group. So please, if you intervene, please avoid to push for your opinion or points that don't have full consensus. And also, I urge the working group members to make a really short answer and intervention that need to be direct and going straight to the point, because it will be just 1 hour, and I think for intervention we can allocate 2 minutes. And three, I will be strict about that, about the time. Also, the idea is how to say. Maybe after we can work on shipping message that one we want to carry for that call. And because I think to allow people to participate, so. Maybe if we can have many to share the load between people during the call. Okay. So I hope that people understand that it's not to prevent people from intervene, but just to make this call more smooth, and also to allow members from the GAG and board to intervene. We are there for listening more than talking or speaking. So, and we hope that we get a lot of questions, feedback, and guidance from them. Okay. Now I will suggest an agenda for that meeting. Please, Carla, can you take notes about that? Okay. First, I think Ivan can make a short introduction for that call to introduce and to make an overview about the milestone report. It should be a short presentation, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Does it work for you, Ivan?
Yeah, essentially, I'm going to make the assumption that people coming into the call will have read the milestone report, so the intention will not be to repeat it, simply just to give a small history of how it was made and go to a couple of very specific salient points. But yes, a small summary seems in place.
Thanks, Eva. So the second item, it will be question and answer session from the GAG board members. We can then get questions. Maybe they will ask for a clarification and they will give us some guidance. So it will be really the main part of our call. The third is more to talk about meeting in Singapore. And especially if we can have a public meeting with the board and GAG members and in Singapore meeting. Okay. So we have three people in the queue. Tishani, please go ahead.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very well. Only I agree with your time restriction for the floor. But if someone wants to explain to the board or to the GAG something that may take more than 2 minutes, please don't be very strict on this.
Okay. The problem is we will have 60 minutes. And we need really to be to manage the time wisely. I understand that people can want to take time to explain, but that's why I try to go straight to the main point. Sometimes you can take time, but people can not get the point easily.
I fully understand, but the point is that if the issue need more than 2 minutes, and it's easy to understand it, so in this case, don't cut them, let them finish their point. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's why I ask those people to try to make their best for that. Otherwise, it will be not easy to manage. Okay. Elaine, please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Rafiq. I agree with you about your rules for the call, and I'd like to suggest that before we have the call, that an email goes out with the consensus positions listed and specifying that we're to limit our time and not grandstand for our personal positions. And I think it would also be useful to list out those items that don't have full consensus. And when we're on the call, if someone brings up an item that doesn't have consensus, that should be noted. Thanks.
Thank you, Ilan. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. This is Eric Berner-Williams for the record. The allocation of call time I'm concerned that any allocation of time to responses before we have a complete set of questions from the non-working group members, such as the GAC and I hope board members who are on the call, will limit the number of questions we actually receive from them. And the responses that we provide from to them should not be the ad hoc responses of the parties on the call within the time constraints that are available, which could possibly mean simply Evan responding to each call question, which would not do well for any of us, including Evan. So I encourage you to consider receiving the questions as the first function of the call and the responses only where they are obvious and easy. But the real issue is to get good questions from external parties and then to provide them with good answers, which may take some time. Thank you.
Okay. So if I understand well, I think that's a good idea. So first to take a question at the beginning of the second item, and then after to try to answer them. So to not have a question and answer, but question session and then answer session. But allow more to get question from, as you said, the non-working group members. Did I get your point correctly? Eric, are you still in the call? Okay, in the meantime, Evan, please go ahead.
Hi there, this is Evan. I simply wanted to support what Eric was saying. The intention is to collect questions more than to provide answers. The important part of this is going to be properly documenting and understanding, making sure that we understand the questions from the non-working group, the members of the call that are not usually in the working group. This is, as Eric said, this is for us to listen, not to speak. I also agree with Elaine in that I don't think this is going to be the position for people to stake out personal views or whatever. We have the milestone report, too, which is going to be the document on which most of the comments coming in from GAC and board and other people are going to be made. So that's really our frame of reference as opposed to personal stances. But I really think that we should even almost as a default position try not to answer things unless they can be answered factually and very quickly. And for everything else, we collect them and prepare them for additional work and additional research.
Thank you, Evan. That's why I tried in the beginning to make this recommendation. As I said, the idea is to listen. It's really we need to listen what they, what CAG and board members want to ask. But so sometimes it can help. It can be questions, but also we are waiting for guidance. Evan, your hand is still up. You want to speak or?
No, that was just me.
Okay, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Rafik. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the record. Just to let you know that in the invitation that I have sent to Kateem Touré and that has been forwarded also to the GAC, we are asking that they provide us with a list of the participants that they will send over and their suggestions for an agenda. In other words, an advance notice of what sort of questions they might wish to ask. I'm not sure whether we will get that in such a short length of time. It's only a few days, and they sometimes work on a different time scale than we do. But if we do get them, I will, of course, immediately send them to the JAS working list. If we don't get them, then I guess we'll just have to work, the group will just have to work with the questions being asked on the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Carla.
Yes, this is Carla. Just for the record, I am following up on what Olivier just said. So, Olivier, there is no need for staff members to send an invitation. Olivier.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you there too well.
Yes.
What did
yes,
you say?
Olivier. I just want to clarify that there's no need for staff to send any invitation at this point. There's no action from me at this point.
Invitation to whom? To the board and the GAC?
Indeed, yes.
Well, you have been carbon copied on the email that I have sent to Katim.
Yes.
So what I would hope is that this gets followed through. I'm not quite sure how it will get followed through, but I gather that it's. Maybe we'll discuss this afterwards, because I mean this all falls outside the realm of the jazz. But I was I thought that it was being followed through on staff side. But we'll discuss this afterwards if you can.
Yes, let's do that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Carla.
Thanks. Let's ensure about the logistics side. So. I think we have agreement about how we will proceed. If there is any feedback about the agenda that I suggested, which is start with first, Ivan will make a short introduction. Then the main part, which will be question from GAC and board members, and then to discuss about having meeting in Singapore. Okay. So, if you have any comments about that, please speak. Okay. So, that was quick. So, please, any further comments about the next call? So, because just I think now we agree how we will put with the agenda. If we need some discussion about the message that we want to carry for the call. Sorry, Gisela, we have some noise in the call.
Rafik, it's in a very noisy place, but I am not on Adobe either. Can you understand me enough to me to speak, or it's too bad and I can't?
Ah, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Please go ahead.
Okay. Sorry to jump in, but you have to take into consideration one point that it's not put on the table for the moment, is that we will have a GAC board meeting on the Sunday, and one of the items, because it's on the scorecard of the GAC, will be the needy applicant. I don't know yet how the meetings will be organized in Singapore, but... when some board member discussed about Jazz work, we suggest to have a prep meeting from before the GAC board consultation on that subject or during. And the conf call need to prepare this discussion, more to have answer to any question. It's good to have the list of the questions that GAC and our board will have on the table, but it's also important to really prepare the interaction with those people within the Singapore meeting. And in Singapore, my feeling is that you will have to prepare at least two meetings. One will be on Sunday or Monday morning, maybe, and one after the board decide about what we will do with the new GTLD program. And it's not just you organize and you invite, because there is a formal process to have a board GAC consultation on the final scorecard issue, and one of them is the needy applicant. Hope that it's clear. And I will come back to mute.
Okay. Thank you, Sébastien. My understanding, so to have, you suggest that we have two meetings in Singapore, but Maybe I don't think that Sunday is suitable for people from Alaska in China, so I think they have a lot of many sessions in that day, so it will be not easy to for them to participate. But I think Monday can work. Okay, and for the second meeting, if I understand, it should be after, so maybe in Friday, or maybe I'm mistaken. So maybe Olivier can help for that. Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. It's Olivier here. We already have, as far as I understand, a meeting on Thursday, the Jazz Working Group meeting on Thursday, which Carla has been arranging. As far as the first meeting is concerned, I gather you will probably discuss this on the Tuesday call and tell the board that if for some members it is not suitable to have the meeting on a Sunday and it's preferable to have it on the Monday. I'm not sure whether it is feasible for it to happen on the Monday, but that's something we'll find out next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. But just maybe if we have some from the working group side, if we can have an idea which is suitable days, not to have the whole discussion in Tuesday, just to make it more easy and smooth. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I think I heard some discussion of a meeting on Sunday, and I believe I heard you, Rafiq, observe that some members of the working group who are going to be attending the public meeting will not be present as early as Sunday, and I presume this is an artifact of the travel support, making it so that not covering the Saturday or Sunday. My point, however, is that not everyone needs to be present in order to collect the questions or the comments that the participants at a meeting that's prior to Monday might offer to the members of the working group or even in proxy for the working group to collect. So again, following the notion that it's more important to get questions than answers, it's not necessary to generate answers to a meeting on Sunday, nor is it even important to have a member of the working group present at a meeting on Sunday. But it is important that if there is a meeting of parties whose questions we are interested in occurs at that time, that we're in a position to collect those questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick. Yeah, really good point. I'm sorry, I think there is an echo. Okay. Yeah, thank you, Rick. I agree with you about that. I think we have some consensus about how we will proceed the agenda, and also about next steps. I'll just start discussing about that. But now I think it's 25 minutes. Maybe I thought that maybe we can have discuss about the message, but as we are going to listen, I don't think that we have a specific message to carry for the board and gang members. Then, if I don't hear any objection, and you don't think that we have any comment that to be added, so we can move to the next item that suggested by Ivan.
Okay.
Rafiq, this is Carla. I would like one clarification if we still have time.
Yes.
Yes. So are we requesting, following on Sebastian's comments, are you officially requesting a time slot, any time on Sunday or Monday?
In fact, we start discussing that we can raise that in the Tuesday call.
Sebastian, if I can help with that. Sunday will be the official meeting of discussion between the GAC and the board. It will be on Sunday, and if my memory is well, and if the schedule is the same. It's between 4 and 6. And one item will be the media applicant. Then the question is how the gas group, the sponsoring organization, GNSO or ALAC are moving to participate or to be able to get some information during this time, because it will be the last time we will have an interaction between GAC and board on that subject also before the vote on yes or no by the new GZT program. And if it's yes, then it will be over. But I am sure that the jazz group will still need to have a lot to work, because we always say that the guidebook is one thing and the jazz delivery it's a parallel work, and it's not a big deal. But I think you will not have the choice between Sunday and Monday. You will have to be, if you are invited, and I hope so, to participate to the GAC board meeting, who will set up by the board and the GAC.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian, for clarification. Okay. Please, any further comment? So now we have 30 minutes. Okay. I'm thinking. Okay. So we agree about the agenda, next steps, etc. Okay, I'll say that we don't have a specific message to carry for that meeting. It's more that we are going to listen. I'm going to push for some points. Okay. So let's move to the next item. So as I said, suggested by Evan. Evan, sorry, can you just remind us that I think you drafted some questions already for the staff?
Actually, the drafting team has over the last little while been doing it, and I've just sent it in a chat to Gisela to hopefully put this into the chat window for Adobe Connect. My sincere apologies. I had hoped that somebody would have taken it and posted up before now, but that hasn't happened. So what we've actually done is taken the work from previous meetings and put this together into the form of a specific letter that would go to ICANN policy staff to try and flesh out details that we would need to go forward. So Gisela, do you have the message that I just sent? I don't have paste privileges into the Adobe Note area.
Yes, I do. Evan, sorry, it's Gisela. I was on mute. I'm here. I'm just doing a copy paste as we speak. It's going to be on in a second.
Okay, so while Gisela is doing that, essentially, this is a collection of the issues that have been brought up over the last little while, together with other things that have been added since, and we wanted to stress requests that were going to be specifically relevant to ongoing work. Ongoing work on fleshing out the work in Milestone Report 2. So, for instance, auction stuff was mentioned in the last call. That is not part of this set of questions because it's introducing new things that were not mentioned. So as soon as this is in the chat area, what I'm hoping to do is for everybody to have a look at this set of questions, make modifications as necessary, and then hopefully by the end of this call, we will have something that can be sent to ICANN policy staff for the purposes of giving us further detail that we need for moving on.
Okay. The questions are now in the Adobe Connect. Okay.
Okay, yes, please, I had to scroll down to get that, so, all right, so what Gisela has just typed in, it starts with a preamble. The Joint Application Support Cross-Community Working Group has been chartered by the ALAC and GNSO to research methods to reduce obstacles to potential TLD applicants in lesser developed economies. In response to the milestone report, blah, 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 to enable the JES to properly respond to the ICANN community, we request the following information, which we believe should be provided as a matter of transparency and accountability. And what follows below is a brief but I hope reasonably complete list of the kind of information that that people in the working group have been asking for and believe that will be useful to us going forward. This is based on the work of previous meetings and previous work on mailing lists, as well as some feverish work within the drafting team of Andrew, Sintra, and myself to try and turn this into something that could be sent formally to policy staff.
Okay, but how do you suggest that we proceed?
Sending this out.
Sorry, Evan, I was asking how do you think that we should proceed? I think for first question that we covered that in the last call and took so much time, but so if you think that we go in the second part?
Well, Rafiq, it's my hope that this letter is sufficiently non-controversial to be able to go without a lot of discussion and diversion. In the last phone call, we did get diverted with talk of auctions and things like that, that while some of that is relevant to what we're doing, it doesn't address the immediate points, which is clarification of issues in the second milestone report. So what I'm hoping is that in the time we have left in this particular agenda item, that people can look through this and with the indulgence of the rest of the working group, consider this letter to be both detailed enough, sufficient enough, and concise enough that we're not asking for things that are beyond the scope of what we've been working on, yet are still required in order to be able to give the kind of further refinement and detail of the MR2 that is going to be necessary to go forward into a final report.
Does anyone
on the call have any questions regarding this statement?
We have Avery. Avery, please go ahead.
Thank you. I was unmuting. I have a question about two of them. Didn't they already publish a memo that basically where they did basically discuss which costs were the reserve? I mean, they covered on 26K of it that was the development fund and the other. So you're only asking about the 100, because it looks like you're kind of repeating some of the questions like costs for history, and they've already put that in a different chunk, or I don't know. I'm trying to understand that. Thanks.
First of all, welcome back. And secondly, I think what had been debated previously is that there certainly has been existing documentation coming out from the staff that has detailed some of this, but there was a general feeling that the level of detail that we required was going to be a little bit better, that if, for instance, we were going to ask for cost reduction in certain areas, while still maintaining the policy mandate of cost recovery, that we need to find out the kind of interpretation of cost recovery. Is it cost recovery for the entire program? Is it cost recovery for the real-time cost of processing a specific application, and so on? And it was believed by members in the group that the existing documentation that exists is insufficient to be able to, for us to be able to do that and justify the kind of cost reduction we're asking for while still maintaining the the general principle of cost recovery.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Any other comments? Is there anything missing? There is a line item at the bottom saying any other relevant cost or cost category, and if so, what category? Rafiq, do you want to manage the queue, or do you want me to answer the question?
So we have Eric and Avri. So I think Eric has some points to raise. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Eric Renner-Williams. I raised my hand because I thought that we have an opportunity to meet with staff where we can ask implementation questions in addition to the meetings which are scheduled for a meeting with the board and GAC. If this is not the correct time in the agenda to raise the issue, I'll defer until then. Thank you.
I can respond to that. The idea is to send the questions and then to, if possible, to have I can staff in a call so we can discuss with them. So the idea was to send in prior the questions. So maybe if it's possible, we may request them to be present in our face-to-face meeting in Singapore. Does it make sense for you?
Well, the interaction between the JAS working group and the GAC and board is the primary purpose for having questions on a policy issue, and presumably are being able to generate answers on policy issues. The point for meeting with staff is to ask implementation questions, which we are which originate from us, rather than questions from external to us that we are going to originate answers to. So having staff be in the question and answer format at the meeting with the board and GAC may detract from our ability to get questions from the board and GAC. Thank you.
Sorry, Eric. It's not that I'm sorry that for misunderstanding. I was speaking that we will we may interact with the ICANN staff in our face-to-face meeting of the working group meeting.
That's adequate.
Thanks. Avri, please go ahead.
I just typed it while this was going on, so I'll just repeat it for the record. What I think the note needs to be amplified to include a discussion of the previous documentation and basically a version of the explanation that Evan just gave me. Otherwise, I think there's possibly a risk that the answer is, we answered that already in our memo, such and such. So I think, you know, acknowledging that and saying, yes, but that wasn't enough information, et cetera. Thank you.
Thank you, Avri. Evan, so you have the floor.
It's the best thing that I can come under the queue.
Yes, please.
And it's really on my personal behalf and as participant of the JAS working group that I am saying that, not for with any other hat. My feeling is that there were two ways to go. It's the way to decrease the money asked by ICANN to participate to the process, and there were also the possibility to raise money to help without changing anything on the side of ICANN. I would like very much that the working group spend almost as much time in one issue on the other. because if not, if the answer of the board is, if the GNSO says so, and the board say no way, we don't want to reduce any cost, we will have to take our time on raising money and allowing or finding the process to help the applicants. And then I would like to be sure that we work on two, on those two issues.
Thank you, Sebastian. Andrew, let's go ahead.
Thank you. Andrew Matt for the record. I guess my question, Sebastian, is a perception question. I think it's the general consensus of the group, from what I understand, that we are in favor of pushing on lowering prices. If we move forward more in the direction of trying to raise money as a kind of a fallback position, are we undermining in some way of our focus on lowering the prices? Because I think that's where most people have come down fairly strongly, is thinking that that's the best approach. What's your thought?
Sorry, once again, my really personal view is that I don't see today how any board or GNSO or whatever will go in the direction of reducing. It may be bad, but it's my feeling. And it's important to have this discussion on the 7th and to prepare for Singapore. And the second point is that I am sure that there are some people who went to see the World Bank or other organizations who can put some money, and that must be one of the subjects, maybe post-Singapore, but not today, but it will not undermine something. There are two possibilities, and the group need to work on both. If not, if one is not coming, really, it will be, you will need more time to go back to the second position. Thank you, and sorry I have to mute because it's very noisy now.
Thank you, Sebastian. I think in relation to that, I just noticed a comment from Elaine in the chat. So she was asking if we can ask people in the working group to show for a show of hands on support for further pursuing of, I think, the cost breakdown. Elaine, did I get your point correctly?
Yeah, so Rafiq, my concern with asking those questions again has sort of been discussed between Evan and Avery, in that they've been answered by the staff a couple of different times. There are memos published, and so I'm worried that it's a diversion, and that we don't know what response we could possibly get that would alter the work that we're doing, really. And the risk in it is, if we're pursuing this question because we want to know the true cost of applying, I'm concerned that the response to that would be, well, if you really want to know the true cost, ask us in the second round when we know. So I'm worried that we'll get, our applicants could get pushed off to the second round if this is a line we choose to draw in the sand. Thanks.
Thank you, Ian. Gary House, Alan, the Q, I think also Evan, maybe he can comment too. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, just with regard to what Elaine just raised, my position, I've taken it a number of times, is I don't think we're going to get cost breakdowns more than we have right now. I do believe it is valid to ask for the parameters that were used in establishing what the costs are, and there's a big difference between the two. There was a lot of statistical analysis done, and there were assumptions that went into that, and knowing what those assumptions are would be useful to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Evan, do you want to comment that?
Not really. I think I would just totally agree with what Alan said. There's more work that needs to be done. Elaine, I totally, absolutely disagree with you that we have no right to ask things from staff that should be public information already. This is not a matter of asking for information that does not exist. We're simply asking for the documentation upon which ICANN has calculated the sums it has asked for to date. Somehow, they have come up with a figure of $185,000. They have not given sufficient detail on how they got to that number. That is, the detail on that is not something that needs to wait for a second round because that already exists right now. So all we are asking for is the set of assumptions and calculations that were used to generate the sum of $185,000. Why do we need that so badly? Because as has been mentioned and as exists in consensus form in Milestone Report 2, we are recommending cost reductions. And in order to maintain cost reductions while keeping consistent with the point of cost recovery, we need to find out what are the real-time costs, what are the deferred costs, what are the historic costs, and what are the calculations behind those costs that perhaps could be reworked for the benefit of applicants from developing economies. Thank you.
I'd like to respond, please, Rafiq. So, then you've really misquoted me. I didn't say we didn't have any right to ask staff for these things. What I said was that we've already asked and they've responded, and I feel like spending a lot of time on this one takes away from our efforts to find other ways to support our applicants.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, just a comment on there's a subtle difference between asking for the calculations and asking for the parameters. They've already stated in their documents the calculations were done using some relatively complex simulation processes, which we're not going to be able to be given all the details of. But the input parameters into that simulation, I believe, are very relevant. So I think there is a subtle difference between calculations and the parameters, and we need to be cognizant of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Eric,
am I muted?
No.
Okay. I just put it in the chat that my preference is that we get a significant fee reduction. I'm relatively ambivalent on the information that we obtain from staff or from the board on how they arrive at their general fees. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we need to move on about this point. Aaron asked for to make a pool through Adobe Connect. So, if people agree with Ellen, use the Adobe Connect to say that you agree. Otherwise, just disagree.
Agree or disagree with what?
Ellen suggests, because she asked for that people show hands in the Adobe Connect. Avery, you raised your hand and lowered. Do you want to speak? Yeah. Avery, please go ahead. Avery?
Okay, sorry, I was on mute. I think for a raise of hands, we need like a statement, you know, specific statement like, Elaine, if I understand correctly, and I don't want to put words in the mouth, if Elaine was to make a recommendation, it would be that we don't proceed with sending a letter. Is that sort of a clear statement of the kind of thing you want hands on? Or just do we in general agree with what she's saying, but that doesn't change anything? So I don't understand what we're raising our hand on. Thanks.
Okay. Elaine?
Thanks. So what I guess my question is this is a letter that's going to staff. We're asking questions for further clarification. And when I posted that question for a show of hands on pursuing this was before we talked about altering those questions to include or recognize what's already been answered and to clarify the reasons why we would ask these questions. So I'm hearing that people want to know the assumptions. What if we pursue this and send this list of questions to staff, I would like there to be a very clear statement of why we need those assumptions and how it's going to affect our work. Then I'd be fine with it. But I don't want to just throw out the same six questions we've asked a couple of different times over the years.
Okay, thank you, Ellen. Okay. Any comment on that? Andrew, please go ahead.
I guess I just posted in the chat. What it sounds to me is that we're basically agreed then. Yes? That we want to go ahead and push forward, get some more of that data, but to respect the work that's already been done, explain the context and why we're looking for more. If that's the case, I think we're all on the same page.
Okay. Yes. I think there is no real issue. Just I think we can go with sending the letter. So let's agree if the content is okay, and then to move forward. So it's more if there is any real disagreement or comment about some points. Otherwise, I think, yeah, Evan.
Okay. I'm just making a request right now to both Avery and Alan to contact me afterwards and see if we can come up with some wording, Elaine, Avery, Alan, about the things that have been brought up on this call. Alan, you made some extremely good points about the nature of what we should be asking for, and I think it will make our statement more clear and definitely less ambiguous with what's already been received. That together with what Avery and Elaine have been suggesting, that we make sure that the letter is seen in a context of already having received information and not trying to just duplicate that. If any of you that have commented on this can suggest some specific wording to modify to the set of questions, that would be appreciated. I'm certainly prepared to commit to by the weekend sending out a revision of what is on the chat window right now that reflects that, and hopefully we can get some consensus on the email list or in the Tuesday. Well, no, the Tuesday call is going to be too important to talk about a set of questions. So if we can resolve this on the email list, I can put this in the hands of the chairs for the purpose of sending off to policy staff.
Okay. So you are going with other to wordsmith this. I am borrowing the word from other wordsmith the letter, and then when you think that it can be put on the table for the working group to agree about it.
I hope our timing is within 24 hours, but it will obviously it'll go faster if there's multiple people working on this as opposed to it just going on the shoulders of the existing working and drafting team.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Because my point is the questions are important, but also we need to move forward and to work on the milestone report itself. So hopefully we can get a response quickly, hopefully. Okay, so I think we have now some consensus how we will proceed. So we have a team which will work on the letter, so to work forwarding it, etc., and then they will send it to the working group for review, and then we will send it to the policy ICANN. Okay. I will take this as an agreement. okay, we have 5 minutes left in the agenda. If there is no any further comment about the current item, okay. So there was a item in this agenda is about preparatory for a Singapore meeting, which is more about that we start discussing about the meetings that we will have in Singapore. Now I think we have a face-to-face meeting for the working group on Thursday. We have also public session, and now maybe we will have a meeting with the board and the GAC members. So we need to work on that. I don't think that we have time to discuss that in 3 minutes. So I think we should start this discussion, and the main thing is to start with the thread, so to get the comments from working group members. I think a few days ago, Carla sent the description of the public session and asked some questions. So maybe Carla will, can you send again that email? And then we can start discussing about the preparation for the Singapore meeting. Okay? So I think now we can move to any other business. Is there any other business that you want to raise or to comment? Eric, please go ahead.
Well, thank you, Rafiq. Eric Williams for the record. The Sebastian's call, part of it, is something that I don't want to overlook. I put this in the chat already. That is the issue of how resources are accumulated for later dispersal to applicants who are needs qualified. That's a subject that we really haven't spent a great deal of time on. I know that there are other issues as well that we also have to consider in future calls. So I just suggest that this is something for a future call agenda. Thank you.
Eric, thank you for your comment. Can you please write a note and send this to the mailing list so maybe it will be more easy to follow up on that?
Of course.
Thank you. Okay. Please, any further, any other business, any further comment?
Hi, Rafiq. This is Carla. I believe you and me and Olivier and Evan are staying after the call to hash out some details about the June 7th.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So hearing none. We have 1 hour call today. Thank you, everybody, for this call. We hope that we did enough things today to moving forward. Thank you, everybody, and this call is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Rafiq.
Thank you.